summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, Bank of America, Total Tech, and Deep Sentinel. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. So what are you working on this weekend? Today, tomorrow, next week, got a project you'd like to do, a project you started but got stuck in the middle, need some advice solving a problem, got a decorating dilemma? We are here to help you take on those and many more projects. You can help yourself first by reaching out and contacting us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, that stump, not so much. While there's nothing easy about getting rid of the stumps, if you're patient, though, there are a number of ways to do that for very little cost. We're going to tell you how.
And if you're planning on painting your home this summer, choosing the right colors can make a huge impact on your home's appearance and its value. We're going to share some tips for picking the perfect colors for exterior painting projects just ahead.
And if you're a renter, you might think there's not too much you can do to cut your summer cooling bills down and stay comfortable at the same time. But even though you don't own the place you live, there are lots of low-cost or no-cost things you can do to stay comfortable and stop wasting money. So we'll share a few ideas to help the renters out.
And what projects are you guys working on or maybe you're thinking about starting? We'll reach out with your project questions, and we're going to share some tips to help you get that project done once and get it done right so, you know, you don't have to do it again.
And we might even give you some tools to help you take on those projects because today we've got a Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit to give away. It's worth $178 going out to one caller, one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they're available exclusively at Walmart. So reach out to us right now. Again, that number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post those questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Victoria from Arkansas is on the line. Is having a grout issue. What's going on?
Well, you know, grout this, grout that, grumpy, grumpy grout. grout. You know, I hate grouting. It's real tough. But this is with granules in it. But there's just a couple of small areas where it's fallen out, the grout.
Okay.
Do I still need, I mean, this is a pretty tall shower. Do I still need to pull out all the grout from the top to the bottom, or can I just grout those few little particles that fell out?
No, you can definitely regrout those areas where the grout's popped out. And I know what you're talking about. That's happened. to me as well. Do you have some of the grout available, some of the original grout by any chance?
No, because I bought this house about 4 years ago, but I found the same type of grout, but it is kind of like a sandy grout. Are you familiar with that?
For a shower, you typically don't use sandy grout. That's usually in a floor where you have a wider joint. You want to basically use a shower style grout, which is more of a powder than a sand grout. You can find this in home centers. It's really inexpensive. Unfortunately, even the smallest package is going to be enough to do about three showers worth.
Can I use the grout in the tube?
Depends on the color. You know, if the color matches, it's really just a matter of getting the color right. I'll tell you what I did. When I grouted my shower, and I have like a bathroom, you know, tub and shower all together, and the last time I grouted that, what I did is I actually bought like three different grouts, one that was like a little bit lighter, a little bit darker, one that I thought was pretty close. And I mixed up just a tiny bit of each to check, double check the color, because when it dries, it has a completely different color sometimes. And then I was able to find the one that worked best. And in our case, we did take out a lot of the old grout, but our goal there was to really do the whole shower. For you just to do a little patch there, you don't necessarily have to do that.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm really grateful that you guys called me back and saved me all that time and aggravation.
Oh, you're so worth it. That's what we do. We save time and aggravation.
Yes, sir. No more grumpy grouting. Thank you so much.
All right.
A blessed day.
Thank you.
All right, Byron's dealing with popcorn, not the yummy, delicious kind, but the weird feeling kind. What's going on?
That's correct. It's easy to take off, but what do you do afterwards? I know that was a cost-saving cut for drywall workers at the time.
Builders would put popcorn ceiling on because it would basically mean the drywall companies, the spacklers, didn't have to do as good of a job, right? It hid all of the sins of uneven joints and stuff. So what you need to do is this. First of all, it's great that you got it all off and that it was pretty straightforward and easy. And by the way, we have a fantastic article for those of you that are suffering with popcorn ceilings on our website, a complete guide on how to remove this nasty stuff. But now that it's off, you're looking at probably a rough, uneven ceiling. So what you want to do is look for the worst parts of the ceiling and try to respackle and sand those to get them fairly flat. Then what you need to do is to use a primer, and that's really important. You want to use a primer first, and then a ceiling paint. Don't use anything that has a sheen. It's got to be absolutely 100% flat. I would use a good quality ceiling paint. And the reason I say that is because if there's any sheen to it whatsoever, you're going to see every little like uneven section of that ceiling, and it's going to look terrible, especially if you have like a light fixture up near it. It'll kind of reflect and look bad. But you try to fix the worst parts of it, then you prime it, which gives it an even sealer across the whole surface, and then you can put the ceiling paint on top of that, which is going to be a bright white flat paint. And that's the best you can do, and I think it will be good enough to the point where you'll be really happy with it when you're done.
Well, great. Appreciate you guys giving me a call.
All right, Byron. Thanks for reaching out, and good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What have you guys done with your first week of summer? Were you relaxing? Were you doing projects around the house? What are you thinking of tackling now that the weather is just so gorgeous and you want to be outside? Well, give us a call and let us know what you are working on. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
And if you're staring out at your yard and happen to notice that there's a big old stump you'd like to get rid of, there are a couple of really expensive ways to do that. But that's not why you listen to this show. We're going to tell you how to make that stump disappear for virtually no cost when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
Live in a Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. we've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this first week of summer? If you're inspired to spruce up the outside of your place, you got 2, 3 maybe months of warm weather left. So why not enjoy it by making your place the best it can ever be? We'd love to help. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And hey, when you listen to the Money Pit, you get the answers to your home improvement questions. Plus, you always get a chance to win cool tools to get the projects done. And today, we've got a great one. It's the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit worth $178 going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. Now, you can't just reach us and say, I want to win the prize. No.
Hello, I'd like the prize.
We get those calls every week. I notice when they come in. I'm just calling for the giveaway. No.
At least
you're not going to get the giveaway. I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, no. You got to have a question. We are trying to get you to connect with us the old-fashioned way. We bribe you every week with cool stuff. So if you are ready to pick up a combo kit from Hart, we are ready to answer your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. This includes the Hart drill driver, the impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, 220-volt, 1.5 amp hour batteries, a charger, and a tool bag. And by the way, that battery, it works on all the Hart 20 volt tools, which is very cool. So pick up the phone, give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Catherine in Arizona on the line who's dealing with an issue with sod. And Arizona's pretty darn hot, so tell us what's going on.
I live actually in the mountains in Arizona, and so our issue is not the heat, but the cold. And so what we've had happen is that we laid sod about 8 years ago, and unbeknownst to us novice homeowners, it had mesh netting on the backside of the roll. And I don't know if we were supposed to remove that or something, but now the sod did not take to our climate, and it has died, and we would like to reseed or lay down some new sod or something like that. But in order to prepare the soil and till it and all of that, I just don't know what to do because there's this mesh netting all over the ground. And in some areas it's exposed, in some areas it isn't. But I just wondered what your advice would be.
So the sod never really bit, so to speak. It never really grew through the mesh netting and connected with the soil below?
Not really. I mean, it did in some areas, but it just did not grow well for our climate. It couldn't handle the winters. It just wouldn't recover.
Well, I mean, the first thing you want to do is a soil test. You can, you know, sometimes your county extension services and services like that will do the test for you or have a landscaper do the test. But you need to know what's in that soil and how to adjust the pH to get it just right to reseed.
Yeah, to fertilize correctly and...
Right.
You know, otherwise you might not be giving it the stuff that it needs and it won't grow.
Yeah, you're working blind. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that the best time to do this is not the beginning of summer. The best time to do this is in the fall when it's a little cooler out, because even if you did everything right and it started to grow, the intense heat that follows a month or two down the line will burn it out and kind of ruin all the good work that you did. So I would spend this summer getting the information that you need to kind of come up with a plan. Now, in terms of whether or not you remove the old sod or not, if it's really loose and disconnected and not really knitting and sort of sitting on top, then in that case, I would take it out and then prep the soil below. If it has connected, then I would leave it. Now, if you have sod, is it weedy? Is it also weedy, Catherine?
There are lots of weeds. So it's not so much the sod that's the issue, but it's the plastic mesh netting that was on the backside of the sod roll that's there. And I just don't know, can we till with that there, or is that going to get all caught up in the tiller?
I think you probably can. I mean, in my experience, those types of backers are designed to stay there and not be removed, and they just sort of deteriorate naturally away.
Okay.
So I don't suspect that that would be an issue, because otherwise, how would you ever lay it down?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what was supposed to be common, just that it hasn't degraded at all. After 8 years, it's still totally there.
Well, here's an idea. One of the things that you could do is you could rent a seeding machine that slices the lawn. There are machines up there that will actually slice it and drop the seeds sort of into the slits,
mm-hmm.
and that will cut through it. But really, before you do any of that, the first thing to do is do a soil test and see what's going on there.
Now, this way you know how to feed it, how to take care of it, when it's going to want to be seeded. I mean, that will really answer a lot of questions for you.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and if the sod, if you end up deciding to leave the sod in place, and if it gets really weedy, one thing you could do is something called a Roundup restoration. You can spray Roundup right on the sod and kill the sod and actually leave it in place, and then put the seed right up into the dead grass. It will hold it really well, and it will resprout, and the Roundup will not prevent the new seed from taking root.
All right, that makes sense.
Well, if you've got a stump to get rid of, there are a couple of really expensive ways to get rid of it, but there are also some very inexpensive ways to make those stumps disappear as well, if you've got some patience. First, let's talk about the most expensive one, and that is a method of stump removal called grinding. It is a job that is about as far away from a DIY project as you can get. You need to hire a tree service. We'll use a specialized stump grinder. It's a very large, very nasty-looking sort of medieval torture-like device that grinds that stump to below grade, and that's why it's very expensive to do.
Now, if you're a hardy do-it-yourselfer, digging out a medium to small-sized stump is also a possible option. Now, it's a matter of exposing the trunk below grade, chopping out that wood, and then repeating until the stump is gone or you're exhausted. I mean, whichever comes first, but it's probably going to be that you're exhausted. It's going to be a project. Now, an easier way to get rid of the stump is to use removal chemicals. Now, these are sold in home centers and hardware stores, and they contain potassium nitrate, which is going to speed up the microbial process of decomposition. Basically, you're going to drill deep holes into that stump and then pour the chemicals into those holes and then cover the stump with a tarp. Now, you got to wait about 4 to 6 weeks, and that wood is going to become spongy. And then at that point, you can chop more easily the super spongy wood and then remove it.
Now, lastly, you can also burn out the stump. This works best on older, drier stumps, but it's potentially dangerous, so you really need to know what you're doing. And it involves pre-treating the stump with a flammable liquid that soaks in for a week or two, and then you start a small fire on top of the stump, and it will eventually burn all out. But, of course, as I said, it's dangerous. You got to be doing this in a very carefully supervised situation. It can't be near the house. It can't be near other trees. It really has to be pretty much all by itself, or you're going to have an unexpected result, which could be a disaster. So we've got the step-by-step instructions on stump removal for all these methods on moneypit.com. Go there, check it out. You'll find one that's perfect for you.
Now we're going to talk insulation with Albert from Massachusetts. What's going on?
Well, my house is about 50 years old, and the attic is unused space. It's not very large. It's and it's got minimal insulation. It's just the strips of the fiberglass. The paper backing.
Okay.
And yep. I'm thinking that it needs more than that. I'm wondering if I should get, should it be blown in or sprayed on, open cell, closed cell? You have any suggestions on that?
Sure. So if you want to use spray foam insulation, I think that's an excellent choice, especially if you're going to be in this house for many years, because it does a couple of things. It expands and it seals, and it also is a much better R value than mm-hmm. the fiberglass insulation. We did this in our very old house. We were replacing a roof at the time, and my house was so old it didn't have roof sheathing. So when we had the plywood sheathing, I opted to spray foam the insulation from the inside, and we basically sprayed the bottom of the roof rafters and the insulation and the sheathing, effectively sealing in the entire attic space. You no longer needed any ventilation in the attic there because spray foam is not impacted by moisture. And now we find that the attic is the same temperature as the rest of the house or pretty close to it, even in the summer when it used to be boiling hot up there. So I'm a big fan of spray foam insulation. So I think that's an excellent option. Now, you also mentioned that you're not using this space that much.
Right.
If that's the case, blown in is a possibility as well.
Okay.
But once you do that, you're definitely not going to be able to access it, because it'll just be covered, and you will continue to have to ventilate that, because if you use fiberglass insulation, that is susceptible to moisture and humidity getting into it, and if it gets just a little bit damp, it doesn't insulate very well. But I think you may find, as I did, that when you do spray foam, it's an instant change. It's an incredibly efficient thing to do. It definitely makes the house more comfortable and cuts back on both your cooling and your heating bills.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the spray foam, they would have to remove all that old fiberglass rolled-out insulation.
I didn't do that. I left my old insulation, which was in the floor of the attic, because I didn't see any point in removing it. There was nothing
right.
to be gained from doing that. It just was another job. Now, I already had some of that flooring down. I had to fill in some areas that didn't have flooring because I wanted to be able to take advantage of it for storage. But we applied the spray foam not to the flooring of the attic or the ceiling level of the second floor. We applied it to the roof rafters. And that's the only time you would do that. If it was fiberglass, I never would have done that, because that would have been a very difficult area to vent. But because it was spray foam, I was able to spray the underside of the sheathing and the roof rafters. And now if you go up in my attic, it kind of looks like a cave up there because the foam is just everywhere. And they sprayed it all in one day. They had a really good crew. And I have a really hard house to work with this, because I had some flat roof sections and that sort of stuff. I had some tough crawl spaces, and they did everything with spray foam. And we found an instant improvement. In fact, if you go to MoneyPit.com and search guide to insulation, the MoneyPit guide to insulation, the story is in there, including my before and after utility bills. So you can see what effect it had.
I appreciate the callback.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on right here at 888-MONEYPIT. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and even pay right through your phone. So download the Angie app today. Now, when it comes to picking out paint colors, do you just get hung up? Are you afraid? You got analysis paralysis because there's so many paint colors and so many of them are so similar? And what if you pick the wrong one? Well, it's very overwhelming for people, a lot of people. So we're going to share some tips for exterior painting that makes it easy to get it right the first time when the Money Pit continues. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. Girl.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I want to make sure I seal the bottom of the door correctly and the top, and I wasn't sure how to do that.
When you see your patio floods, does it flood where it gets above the sill of the existing sliding glass door?
It does sometimes. We've got a cement slab out there that's about 4 inches down below the sill, but sometimes right. I have a deck built around that slab, so sometimes it, if it rains real hard, the water will fill up in that on top of the slab there before it drains off, and sometimes it'll get up to the door.
All right, well, the problem is that no matter how you install that door, old or new, the connection between the door sill and the house wall is not designed to stop a flood of the such you describe. I mean, you're basically talking about, you know, what would happen in, like in a shower pan situation, right, where the water would come up and fill up the pan. It's not designed for that. So you could put all sorts of sealants under that door. It's still going to leak through eventually. You might be better off concentrating on that drainage problem while you're doing this work. And if you can't get to the slab, if you can't remove the slab and repitch it or put a new one that slopes away, the least that you should do is maybe cut out the section near the house and install a drain there. You can use a type of drain that basically will sit just below the grade. It will soak up the water and then pitch it so it drains away from there.
Okay.
There's a drain called Easy Drain that has the drain pipe and like a foam aggregate around it all in one, which makes it a lot easier to put in than a traditional French drain. But you got to control that water problem, and this is the time to do it, because no matter how you try to seal that new French door, that beautiful door, which is going to be expensive against your floor or your slab, whatever it's sitting on, it's not going to hold back water that's flooded above the level of the door. It's just not designed for that.
Okay.
It's designed to keep rain out, you know, if it's flashed properly, but not a flood.
Okay, great. That really helps. It eases my mind anyway.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yes, sir. Thank you for all your help.
Well, as the saying goes, you only have one chance at a first impression. But when it comes to your home, that first impression is what everybody sees from the outside all the time.
Absolutely. And the right colors can definitely make a huge impact on how your home looks to passerbys. It can increase the curb appeal. And if the color palette is done well, it can even help increase the value of your home. Now, Leslie, when it comes to making the color choice, people get so overwhelmed. They get all tied up, all confused. They're afraid of making the wrong decision. So what's kind of the way to break that down? What should we keep in mind when we're trying to create that great first impression?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. People get overwhelmed because when you go to a paint center, there are so many colors and so many tones of the same color that you're like, these are kind of similar. Do I like this one or that one? It's very overwhelming. And if you don't have the ability to, say, drop a different color door in your house in Photoshop or see through a designer's eye of what the potential, you know, what your house could look like, it can be very, very difficult to make a choice. So you kind of have to think about a few things. First of all, drive around the neighborhood. There's going to be other houses that look sort of similar in architectural style to your home. What do their doors look like? What color are they? Is there something that's super intriguing or exciting or interesting about a door that you're passing as you're going around? Take a picture of it. You know, knock on the door and ask, or just be stealthy, but don't be creepy. But, you know what I'm saying? Look around and see what you see. Now, you should also think about your house. Are there any architectural details on the home itself that you might be able to highlight, you know, outside of your doors, window frames, shutters? Some of these can work very well when you use a contrasting color to the door, for example, and that can really make the home feel welcoming and really make your house stand out.
Now, that's a situation where you want to add these as sort of accent colors. But what if you have some ugly or unusual feature that you want to kind of camouflage? Maybe the windows don't all line up or something like that. There's a one-off window somewhere or some piece of trim that just doesn't really do it. If you paint that the same color as the main house, that can also have the opposite effect and help you actually camouflage it, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's interesting how when you paint something the same color, it kind of disappears to the eye. So that goes for things like downspouts, gutters, any sort of air conditioning unit, things like that that are sort of attached to the home and would normally be very obvious. Paint them the same color as the house. They're going to blend in, and you'll be surprised how quickly they go away.
Makes sense. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got questions about taking care of your house inside or out, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? Are you working on your tan? That's totally fine. Completely acceptable as long as while you're working on your tan, you're thinking about the home improvement things that you want to do around your Money Pit. So whatever it is, whether you're working, thinking, dreaming, designing, we are here to help you every single step of the way. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If you need help tackling home projects, then you need Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, are you renting and looking for ways to stay cool and comfortable this summer? Well, we can help you do both with ideas for low-cost to no-cost ways to stay cool. In today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Smart Rewards Credit Card, next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TotalTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TotalTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you create your best home ever. Hey, you can join us on the Money Pit podcast and listen whenever you want by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
When you give us a call, you are also entered for a chance to win some awesome tools to help you tackle all those home improvement projects you're planning and dreaming of. And this week, we've got up for grabs the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. Now, that's going to include the Hart drill driver, an impact driver, reciprocating saw, LED light, plus 2 20-volt batteries, a fast charger, and a tool bag to keep everything in. I mean, it's really great, and the battery system will work across all of the Hart 20-volt tools, whether they're outdoor, automotive, lifestyle. So if you've already got some or you're planning to add, now here's 2 additional batteries to help you out. Hart tools are available exclusively at Walmart. They're offering a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
That Hart tool 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo is worth $178 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Richard in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have a lift pump that's making an unusual noise, like if it'll fire off and then it makes like a harmonic noise or about halfway through the pumping station.
Okay.
I don't know if it'd be like a check valve that needs to be replaced in there, or if it's, if you need more background on it, it's a replacement pump for one I had in there. It had a quarter horse in there before, and now it's got a half horse. It's actually a bigger lift pump than what I had before.
Generally, when I hear a squealing noise, I consider whether or not it's an issue with the bearings. It could also be an issue with the valve itself, perhaps the check valve, because sometimes as the water streams through that, it's vibrating against the valve, and that vibration can transmit. I mean, plumbing pipes are really pretty good transmitters of sound, so it can transmit and amplify and sound really bad. If it's still working and it's not slowing down on flow or anything like that, I guess I would think probably not to worry about it too much. But my concern is that if it is a wear and tear issue and something's going to seize up, you may end up with a surprise repair. This is not your main bathroom, is it? This is an additional bathroom?
Yeah, it's an addition that was put on later on. So.
All right. Well, I mean, if it breaks down, it breaks down. At least you're not out of luck. But
My
concern is that it might be a precursor of worse things to come. So I would keep an eye on it and see what happens, okay?
All right.
Well, if you're a renter, you might think that there's not much you can do to cut summer cooling bills and also stay comfortable. But even though you don't own the place you live in, there are lots of low-cost to no-cost things that you can do to stay comfortable and stop wasting your money. We're going to share a few ideas in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Smart Rewards Credit Card.
All right, first off, let's cover some basics. If you're renting a house and that house has storm windows and it has central air conditioning or rooms where you're running the window units, you need to close the storms. The reason is that same air that leaks in during cold winter months when we're used to closing storm windows also leaks in during the summer months, except it's hot, of course, and it drives up your cooling costs. Now, if you've got window air conditioning units, if it's possible, place them in windows on the shadier sides of rooms. This is perfect if the room is a corner room and you've got a choice of 2 different walls you could use. If you choose the shadier side, it's going to be more efficient because the cooler these units stay, the better job they do keeping you cool and comfortable. And because they're not overheated, they don't have to work as hard to do that, and that's how you save some money.
Now, another thing that you can do is during the daytime hours, you can keep shades or your blinds, whichever you've got, closed in the rooms that face south and west. This is going to reduce the solar heat and lower the amount of work that your air conditioners have to do to keep you comfortable. Now, let's talk about fans. A lot of people think, oh, it's fans, not going to work as well. But when used in conjunction with your air conditioning, I mean, it's really fantastic. They provide great evaporative cooling effects. So they're going to move the air and thereby cause any moisture on your skin to evaporate, which will instantly make you feel more cool and more comfortable. And you can do this more efficiently. If you've got a ceiling fan, take advantage of their one energy efficient feature. It's a reversible motor. By controlling the direction of the blades, you can actually use the fan to pull up cold air in the summer and push warm air down in the winter.
And you can also be strategic with room fans. Position them for maximum air circulation in the living areas. And if you're using a window fan, make sure to open another window across the room, and that helps with cross ventilation.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, have you ever wondered, how old is my house? I'm really just not so sure. I have an idea, but I don't know. Well, we have a really strange trick of the trade that involves plumbing fixtures that really will tell you exactly how old your home is. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you guys are enjoying this first week of summer, resting and relaxing around your Money Pit. If you need tips to help create your best home ever, you should reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jan wants to know, how can I tell the age of my house? Now, she says, I've heard that you ask listeners how old their homes are, and I've wondered, how do I figure that out for my own house?
Ah, that's a great question. You know, when I spent all those years as a professional home inspector, I had to kind of figure that out pretty much every day. And there are a lot of tricks of the trade for this, but some that are like super easy to do. If your home has its original plumbing fixtures, the date that the plumbing fixture was manufactured is almost always stamped into that fixture somewhere. So for a toilet, take the lid off, turn it upside down, see if there's a date stamp there, or look on the side walls of the inside of the tank. Same thing goes for kitchen sinks, especially those old cast iron sinks. Those are always really fun because a lot of people love to keep them around because they're so classic. They stay around a long time. People will remodel their kitchens and keep those old sinks.
Yeah, they're super durable.
Yeah, I found the dates actually casted into the bottom of those. Other things to check, the electrical panel. If it's the original panel, there should be an electrical inspection sticker on there. And then also on our website at moneypit.com, we have a whole list of things inside your house that based on their presence or absence, you can kind of guess. So, for example, if your house has the original knob and tube wiring or has the evidence that it originally had that kind of wiring, you know, you can figure that house was probably done like in the 30s. If it's got steel plumbing, maybe that was the 40s. Or the 50s or older than that. We've got a whole sort of cheat sheet on the website at moneypit.com that can help you figure that out. But it's a great question, Jan. Sometimes people need to know that when they actually get homeowner's insurance. They might ask you that. The other thing to do, by the way, aside from sort of snooping around your own house, is the public records that are kept on your property, wherever, you know, whatever you have, a town or a county that keeps those. It's usually part of that record as well. So you might be able to reach out to those folks.
All right, enjoy your house detective work over there. Now we've got Anna who says, we have a great outdoor seating area, but the cushions are never as stylish and durable as I wish they could be. Do you have recommendations for fabrics that I could make my own? So, Anna, I think here's the issue. If you're buying, you know, cutesy little fabric cushions and pillows from, you know, a store, any kind of store, whether it's a fancy design store or a regular designer shop, you're probably not getting fabric and foam cushions that are meant to be outside. They're meant to be in covered areas or brought in or covered every single time. If you're looking for something that's going to perform well, clean well, and stay mold-free, you have to make sure that you use an outdoor-grade foam for the insert. Whether you're having this made, buying it online, whatever, look for that outside-grade foam for the inside, and then look for outdoor fabric for the cover, and make sure there's a zipper so you can take it off easily and launder it as needed. But you want to look for something like a sunbrella fabric, things that are made specifically to not lose their color outside, to not get moldy. Otherwise, you're just going to be buying new cushions, I feel like, every year.
You know, that's really interesting. I didn't know that there was such a thing as outdoor foam. And what's the difference?
Oh,
is the foam, does it drain better?
It does. It drains better. It's antimicrobial, so it's not going to sit there and hold all that moisture until you sort of sit on it and squeeze it out of it or physically squeeze the water out. So it's constantly helping in the draining, and then it will dry more quickly and not grow mold. So it's definitely a better choice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We really appreciate you guys spending this part of your day listening to us, and we hope that we've given you some valuable ideas and tips to help you create your best home ever. If you're focusing on outdoor projects this time of the year, we are too. So remember, you can reach out to us with those questions any time of the day or night at 888 Money Pit or posting your questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. That condo that partially collapsed 2 days ago may have had major damage before the accident.
While officials have not yet determined what caused the deadly collapse, a 2018 engineering report released by the city of Surfside said that the oceanfront condominium building had, quote, major structural damage to a concrete slab below its pool deck that needed extensive repairs. The engineering report did not warn of imminent danger from the damage, but it did note the need for costly repairs to fix the slab, as well as damaged concrete column beams and walls in the parking garage. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, search and rescue operations continue around the clock. The death toll this afternoon was raised to 5. Still, more than 150 people remain unaccounted for. Three people are dead, including a man who crashed a stolen vehicle into a building before fatally shooting two bystanders. It happened shortly after 2:30 this afternoon in Winthrop, Massachusetts, east of Boston, and then unfolded after police got a call about a crash. They arrived on the scene to find the two victims and fatally confronted the gunman. Police officers attacked by the mob during the January 6th U.S. Capitol melee finally get their chance to meet the top House Republican.
Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and Washington, D.C. Police Officer Michael Fanone met Friday with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Fanone says McCarthy refused to publicly denounce GOP members who have been dismissing the attack and who voted against honoring the officers who fought to protect them and the Capitol. Fanone, who was badly injured by the mob, says he also asked McCarthy to work with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on a select committee to investigate the insurrection.
Take the select committee seriously and appoint serious participants, not obstructionists.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A passenger jumped out of a moving plane at the airport in Los Angeles last night after trying to get into the cockpit.
Authorities say the United Express flight was headed to Salt Lake City and pulling away from the gate shortly after 7 p.m. when the man tried to breach the cockpit but could not. He then managed to open the service door and jump down the emergency slide onto the tarmac. He was taken into custody on the taxiway, treated for injuries that were non-life-threatening, and taken to the hospital. It was the second disruption at LAX in 2 days. On Thursday, a driver plowed through a chain-link fence at a FedEx cargo facility and went onto the airfield, crossing runways as police chased the car. I'm Julie Walker.
A 10-year-old girl and two adults killed after the minivan they were in was struck by a train in northwestern Indiana. The girl, a 38-year-old woman, and a 36-year-old man pronounced dead at the scene. More at townhall.com. Substandard generic drugs flooding the U.S. market, putting all Americans at risk.
Most Americans would be shocked to learn that millions of doses of poor quality and potentially harmful generic drugs are being imported into the U.S. each year. Despite safety concerns, hospitals keep using them every day, and supermarket pharmacies, big box retailers, and corner drug stores continue to sell them. Some are pointing a finger at the FDA, but the real problem is that the U.S. companies choose profit over safety by importing and selling substandard generic drugs across the nation, according to a recent report. Patrick Foss reporting.
Virgin Galactic now has government approval to launch customers into space from New Mexico. The company plans three more test flights before taking passengers up for the for-pay ride. Meanwhile, founder Richard Branson is expected to be on one of those test flights when it occurs later this year. You can check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, Bank of America, Total Tech, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're so glad you guys are here with us, and we are here to help you take on projects around your house that you need to do to create your best home ever, whether it's inside or out. We can handle any questions, so throw them at us by contacting us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, are you guys thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, if you're going to do that, it's very tempting to use the existing layout, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes an updated functionality and flow. So that means you got to move stuff around. You got to move the sink, remove the range, remove something that is plumbed or wired. But when you do, it actually becomes the perfect kitchen. We're going to share tips on layouts that will make it easier on you and the family to get that done.
And also ahead, in the next week or two, most of us are going to be receiving a bill for electricity that's going to reflect how much we have been using the AC at the start of the summer season. And once your shock wears off, you might be wondering, what can I do to improve this whole system and lower those costs? Well, we're going to highlight some new technology that can help keep you cool and cut your costs at the same time.
And also, a great fence can improve your home's curb appeal, and it can also add your home's value. But if the fence hasn't been well maintained, it can definitely have the opposite effect. So we're going to walk you through how to spruce up your fence to make it last.
But first, we want to know what you are working on this first week of summer. Maybe you're just thinking of what projects you're going to start. Whatever it is, we are here for you. So give us a call so we can help you create your best home ever.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you give us a call with your questions, we might even be able to help you step up your tool collection, because today we're giving away a Hart 20-volt 4-tool combo kit to one lucky listener. It's worth $178. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they're available exclusively at Walmart. You must have a home improvement question to be entered, so call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Debbie in North Carolina, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I have a townhome. It was owned by several other people. From what I understand, the previous owners used to fix cars in the garage. So it's a two-car garage. There are no cracks in the floors, but it does have a very gritty surface to it, and it looks horrible. I don't really know what I can do. I mean, at first I thought, well, maybe I can just, if there's some kind of paint I can paint over it, or is it something where I have to do another epoxy on top of epoxy? Is it something a typical homeowner can work on?
The floor that's there now, is it well adhered to the concrete? Is it peeling off in any way, or does it look like it's pretty down there and pretty durable?
It looks like it's on there pretty good.
Okay, so what I think you should do is clean it and then put another coat of epoxy on top of that, one or two coats over that. And I think that can brighten up. And there's so many choices and colors today. And you got manufacturers like Quikrete that make good products that can go there. There are different types of texturing material you can add, or color flakes you can add to give it some personality. But trying to take that off wouldn't make any sense. I don't think it's really binding anything, even though it's got a texture to it. I would paint over it after it was cleaned and properly prepped.
Can I ask how hard it is to handle the epoxy paint?
It's not difficult. I mean, the way it works is it's chemical cured. So when you buy epoxy paint, you actually get two cans. So you'll get one that's like a gallon can, but when you open it up, it's only going to be filled three-quarters of the way. And then you'll get a second can that's a quart can, and that's the hardener. So the first thing you do when you open up the gallon can and the quart can is you mix them together, and that becomes the paint that you're working with. Now, remember, though, once you start mixing them, the clock starts ticking, and you're only going to have, probably, I guess, maybe 2-3 hours to use up. But it won't take that long, because you're going to be applying it with a brush first on the outside perimeter, and then a roller, and then you kind of work your way out of the garage, and as you apply it wet, then you usually, they'll give you these color flakes that you kind of shake over it to give it that personality, stick in there, and you just keep moving. And, I would do like a 4-foot strip, wide strip all the way down, then I would put my color flakes in, then I would do another 4-foot and another 4-foot, and pretty soon you'll be right out the door. It's really not that hard to do. The key is just to be organized and to prep it properly, so that once you actually mix up the paint, you're good to go.
And then don't paint yourself in a corner.
Yeah.
Would I need more than one can for a two-car garage, as far as you know?
I would check the coverage on the can to see how many square feet that it covers.
Yeah, a gallon usually does 400 square feet. So
realistically, it's something I can do in a day, in that couple of hours?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds great. I really was afraid it was going to be a lot harder than that.
Dive in, Debbie. The water's fine.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And once Debbie tackles that, who knows where she'll go, right? I mean, this takes one project to kind of get your confidence up, and away you go.
Howard in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help making things around the pool not so slippy. What's going on?
We have a concrete deck around our pool, and it has been painted before years ago, and I was going to pressure wash it, and I wonder what kind of paint surface to put on there that would not be slick, mm-hmm. where people would fall.
Yeah. So I think what you want, Howard, is a paint with an anti-slip coating. There are paints out there that have some abrasion to them, and so they are specifically designed for stairs and wet locations, such as what you're suggesting. I know there's one at Home Depot that's called Sure Step, SureStep. It's made by Insul X, and it has some pretty good ratings. Folks seem to be very happy with it, and it's designed as an exterior coating that does just that. It can go on concrete. And what I would caution you, though, is if you are going to pressure wash,
You want to make sure that that surface gets really dry and that you're lifting off any loose paint, because as good as the top coat of paint is, if it's not sticking, it's not going to do you any good. So you want to make sure you, if you're going to pressure wash it, that's great, but make sure that loose paint's gone and then give it a good couple of days in the sun to dry before you put the next layer of paint on it. But take a look at that Sure Step product, and I think that's exactly what you need.
Well, thank you so much, and I'd just like to say I love your show. It's very informative, and here in Tennessee, we like it.
Well, we thank you so much for listening there in Tennessee, Howard, and have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. Now, you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, repeating its existing layout might be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes updated functionality and flow. Now, Pro Design Services can help you get there. We're going to share those tips in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next. Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with your projects inside or out. We want you to create your best home ever. And we are your coaches, your consultants, your cheerleading section to get that job done. So call us right now with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Hey, how'd you guys like to win a very cool cordless combo kit? You can if you pick up the phone and call us with your questions, because we've got from Hart the 20-volt four-tool combo. It includes the drill driver, the impact driver, the recip saw, the light, two batteries, and a 16-inch tool bag going out to one caller drawn at random. And by the way, that 20-volt battery system is amazing because it's interchangeable with all the Hart 20-volt tools, outdoor products, automotive products, lifestyle products, and, of course, all of those tools that we love. They're well-made, they're versatile, the kit has everything you need to tackle your next DIY project. Available exclusively at Walmart, they've got a complete line of tools and accessories so you can tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
Heading to Nebraska now, where Ellie's on the line with a window question. What can we do for you today?
I'm replacing a window in the lower level of our home, and I was wondering if you had an opinion as to what would be the best material for the window, vinyl, wood, composite.
What kind of a window do you have there now? Is it a standard sort of double hung window?
No, it's actually five windows in one. It's 9 foot by 3 foot.
Oh, that's a big job, yeah. My first point would be that you need to make sure you're buying an energy efficient window, because with a space that big, you want to make sure that you're using well insulated glass. So I would only buy one that was Energy Star rated. And you want to make sure that the glass is going to have a low emissivity coating or low E coating, because what that does is that reflects the sunlight back out so it doesn't overheat your house. Otherwise, you're going to heat that space up like a big old greenhouse with a 9-foot window. In terms of the material itself, I think outside the house you want something that's very, very weatherproof, like vinyl. And inside the house, depending on the window you buy, it can be wood or it could be vinyl. So if you look at a window like an Anderson window, they have beautiful windows that are wood on the inside and vinyl on the outside, kind of gives you the best of both worlds. But again, there are many different types of manufacturers out there. The most important thing is not as much the material, but the certification to make sure that it's an efficient window that's going to perform well for you and last a long, long time.
We will look for those energy ratings then.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've been frustrated by the layout of your kitchen, summer is a great time to take on a renovation project. Now, the hardest part, though, can be just figuring out where you start. So we've got some tips to help in today's pro project presented by Angie.
First, it's very easy to stick with the same old current design, but if you think outside those old kitchen cabinets, you can bring on some inspiration with a brand new and perhaps even more efficient kitchen layout. So think about changes to the location of the sink, the functionality of the countertop. You could add or even remove an island to free up space. If you get strategic with lighting, you can also make sure you've got both task and accent lights. These are all things that a pro designer can help you achieve, because that's what they do. They do this every day, so they're going to think about this stuff way before you ever get frustrated with the project, thinking, why didn't I put more light in that spot? I can never see what I'm cutting.
Yeah, that's very true. So you need to find an experienced design pro, and you can do that through the National Kitchen and Bath Association, or NKBA. Now, they offer a certification program, and to become an NKBA certified kitchen and bath designer, these pros must have at least 5 years of design experience, and they must complete at least 60 hours of continuing education. So they're always on top of the latest trends, the latest ways to achieve the best effects and desired needs for your kitchen space. So they're definitely someone you want to trust.
I think the nicest thing about working with a pro designer is that you get to pretty much wipe the slate clean and kind of start from scratch. So the sky is the limit. If you're seeing beautiful kitchen designs in showrooms or websites, that can be fun, but it can also be overwhelming. If you hire a design pro, that can definitely make the difference and help you achieve all that is possible for your individual space, all while saving you money and time and the hassle of figuring it all out on your own.
And that's today's pro project presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone.
To get started, download the Angie app today.
All right, next up we've got Ward from Utica on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I've got a roof I'm replacing. The current roof has two layers of shingles on it, and I want to rip those shingles off and put on a metal roof.
Okay.
However, I got thinking about the underlayment, which I had spray foamed in the attic about 3 years ago, and I'm concerned that if I have to repair or pull up the underlayment, I'm going to ruin all my insulation.
Okay, so you did a spray foam insulation treatment 3 years ago, and the spray foam was sprayed to the underside of the roof sheathing. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And at that time, did you happen to notice any deteriorated roof sheathing? Because you would see it from the inside of the attic before you'd see it from the outside of the attic. Did you notice anything that was black, moldy, delaminated, hanging down in shreds, anything like that?
No, not really. And I didn't look closely myself, but the guys who did the job did not report anything like that.
I'd think that the chances of you having delaminated sheathing at this stage is probably pretty small. I do understand your concern that if you pull the shingles off and you find out you have bad sheathing and you have to take it off, you would ruin the insulation that's now sprayed and is stuck to the underside of that. So if that was the case, I would tell you to resheathe that part of the roof, so whatever half or section or plateau of that roof it is, and you could use half-inch sheathing or maybe even 3/8, depending on the condition. But I suspect it's going to be fine. And also, once you sprayed that spray foam insulation to the underside of the attic, if they did it right, they would have blocked all your vents because it's no longer necessary to vent an attic that has been sealed with spray foam insulation, because that attic now becomes a conditioned space, and therefore you get a lot less moisture up there.
Oh, now that's interesting, because I did not know that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have any openings in an attic that has been spray foamed, because that whole area is now essentially part of the interior space of your house.
Right, right.
So if you had roof vents or you had ridge vents or gable vents, they should have been closed up and foamed over.
I will double check that, but that actually makes the whole thing easier then.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about with the sheathing. And it's a smart improvement to take off both layers and to put on metal roofing, because you're in upstate New York. I'm sure you get a ton of snow, and it's really going to stand up much better. Make sure they put the snow guards, though, at the roof edge, because you know, that snow is very heavy when it falls off, and you don't want it to hurt anybody down below.
Absolutely. I'm planning on doing that.
All right, Ward, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Taylor in Michigan's having issues with a door. What's going on?
We were having like some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Well, you got to really figure out where it's sticking, because that's going to determine how you fix it. So have you kind of figured out, is the door leaning and maybe one part is rubbing? Is it at the lock point? Where are you noticing the stick?
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
And have you tightened the screws in the hinges just to see maybe it's sort of loosened in its fitting in the jamb itself?
Yeah, we have tried that.
Typically, if the door is not closing properly, it's not adjusted properly. And, you know, the door can only move so many ways. And what we typically find is that if you pay attention to the reveal as the door closes and you look for unevenness there, it's going to signal to you what has to happen. So, for example, if the door is rubbing on the top, then typically that hinge, the opposite hinge, has to be set deeper into the jamb so it opens up. Look, you can sand this, you can cut this, but you're better off adjusting the door, because invariably it did close properly once and it's just moved a little bit.
Right, and that's expected over time.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you can pull a screw out that's going into the jamb and replace it with a longer one that reaches through the stud. And just by doing that one thing and driving it in with like an impact wrench or a drill driver, it will suck that whole jamb over and fix the door like with one screw.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what you need to pay attention to. Taylor, we did a video for Yale to teach folks how to align the door for smart locks, and the same advice actually applies. It's called DIY Door Alignment for smart locks. It's on YouTube. It's also on MoneyPit.com. So just search for the door alignment video, and we will walk you through step-by-step all the different ways you can adjust the door. Okay?
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. You know, the Angie app really helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Just ahead, if you're ready for an upgrade to both your AC and heating system that can deliver long-term comfort and savings, we're going to share new technology that does both next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The drive-thru event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
It's presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, in the next week or two, most of us will be receiving a bill for electricity that reflects the effects of starting the cooling season. And, once that shock wears off of the expense, you might be wondering what you can do to improve your system and lower those costs once and for all.
Well, if you're ready for an upgrade to both your air conditioning and heating system that can deliver long-term comfort and savings, LG now has an inverter technology solution that does just that and more. With us to talk about how it all works is Philip Kriegbaum with LG Air Conditioning Technologies. Welcome, Philip.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, it's our pleasure. So one of the reasons that I think our AC systems are so inefficient is that many times they're kind of a one-size-fits-all application in the sense that all floors in individual rooms are going to be on one thermostat and tend to heat unevenly. Now, the way we get all around that is to sort of work that thermostat, you know, to find that happy medium by undercooling one area, overcooling another, to find that sweet spot, but it does drive up the costs. What I like about your zoned approach to heating and cooling is that it totally avoids this and really dials it in every space in the house. So tell us about how it all works.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is one of the huge advantages to an LG system is that we have the capability to have different indoor zones and different sections working independently. So if there's, for instance, a two-story home where the top floor would traditionally be much warmer than the bottom floor, and you're trying to manage that by forcing the thermostat lower or raising it to accommodate the other area, we can put different zones, different independently operating systems for, say, the top story or the bottom story, or a larger home where it's heating on the west side or the east side, depending on the time of the day. We have that ability to condition certain areas only. We've been attempting to do that for decades with zone systems by pushing more air conditioning or more heating to a certain area. But one of the big drawbacks to that is that we're still making our equipment, our one central HVAC system, operate at full capacity. And we're just trying to force more air one way or the other. But with an LG system, we can actually only have to condition, heat, or cool that area that we're in, and that we can have independent temperatures and climates in different areas of the home. That is the biggest advantage to an LG system, and that's why it's able to save you so much money on the energy bills.
We're talking to Philip Kriegbaum. He is with LG Air Conditioning Technologies about the new inverter technology that's just out from LG. So, Philip, I think that both Leslie and I have been sort of the category of sort of the strategic users of split systems over the years. You know, we both have very old houses. In my home, I have a office slash studio that's on the south side of the house, tends to get very warm. And it's also at the end of the run of my central air conditioning system. So we use a split system here to balance that out. And I also have a kitchen that is like what I call the new addition on my 130-year-old house because it was built in 1910. So that's the brand new addition, by the way. And that is a one-story kind of bolt-on to the outside of the house. So, again, an area that was always hotter in the summer than the rest of the house. And by using this type of a system strategically, we were able to balance that out and really maximize the comfort. So I think that's an important point for folks to think about, because it's not an all or nothing. You can supplement your existing system, as you pointed out earlier, by using this kind of technology and improve your comfort and reduce your expenses at the same time in terms of that electricity cost.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You nailed it right on the head.
So, Philip, I think everybody is sort of all on board with smart homes, sort of automating everything and having access to the whole systems within the palm of your hand on your phone. Is there options for that with the new LG system?
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't be LG Electronics if it wasn't for some very high-end electronics built into our systems. And an app called the LG ThinQ app, and LG has kept the platform for all of their appliances within one app, which I find really, really neat. So I don't need four or five different apps on my phone to control all my LG appliances. So we can operate your oven and your washing machine and your television and now your HVAC system all from the same app. And the app is very user-friendly, very powerful. So if you have four, five, six different zones and indoor units within your home, we can give them names and we can set up different parameters. So if you like certain times a day for the temperature to adjust in different areas of your home, you can set up some customized schedules to make it very easy. If you're ever away from the home, it allows you to monitor what's happening inside your home. So we do. And again, it's called the LG ThinQ app, and it's just a great, very user-friendly app, and I've enjoyed using it a lot.
Phil, one more question before we let you go. LG has a technology that you refer to as LG Red. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because I think folks are going to be seeing that more and more in the marketplace.
Yes, yes. LG Red is definitely, it's a sector of our technology and of our product offerings that is growing rapidly. So Red stands for reliable to extreme degrees. All of our equipment, both heats and cools, we are a heat pump. And there's a lot of markets in the United States, especially, where heat pumps have historically not been able to provide adequate heat in the northern climates, the cold climates. Well, the reliable to extreme degrees, this allows us to have a cold climate air source heat pump that can both cool and heat your home. We provide 100% of our rated heating capacity at 5 degrees. And then continuous heating all the way down to negative 13 degrees. In areas of the country where they're moving away from fossil fuel, oil burning, natural gas, propane, and they're moving away from those sources of heat, and they're looking for a reliable and an economical and a clean source of heating, we're moving towards these cold climate heat pumps. And LG is leading the way with our Red series there in those markets.
Fantastic. Philip Kriegbaum is an account manager with LG Air Conditioning Technologies. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Philip, and really bringing us up to speed on this inverter technology. It's really impressive what you can do today, and the increase in comfort is absolutely amazing. And most important, I think if you get into this technology now, the next time you open up a summer air conditioning bill, it won't be quite as shocking to see. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Coming up, a great-looking fence can improve your home's curb appeal, and it does add to your home's value. But if the fence hasn't been well-maintained, it can actually have the opposite effect. We're going to walk you through how to stain a fence and make it last in today's Outdoor Updates, presented by Wagner Control Pro High-Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us know what you are tackling this summer season at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, the Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects right on the Angie app. So download that Angie app today. Well, right now at MoneyPit.com, you can enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system from Deep Sentinel. And these guys are truly unique because they've got real live security guards that are watching your cameras 24/7.
You know, I love that Deep Sentinel can actually prevent a crime before it occurs. I mean, stuff like burglaries or package thefts, think about it. Whenever you see that video that you always see on the news or shared on social media that shows somebody trying to do something they shouldn't be doing to your house, it's always after it happened, right? Well, these Deep Sentinel guards are watching the cameras live. They're watching the feeds live, and they can interrupt that crime while it's in progress. If you enter, you could win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five second-place one-camera systems. Plus, both systems include a full year of live guard surveillance.
All right, here's the best part, you guys. You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and if you share the sweepstakes with your friends, you can earn bonus entries. That's the Safe at Home sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel on MoneyPit.com. Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. You know, a great-looking fence can improve your home's curb appeal. It can add to your home's value and provide a stylish definition of your yard and garden. But if that fence hasn't been well-maintained, it can actually have the opposite effect. Now, sprucing up your spruce fence or cedaring up your cedar... Nope, that doesn't make sense. But sprucing up your wood fences, guys, it really is an easy DIY project. We're going to walk you through that project presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers.
Okay, first, you want to check your fence for any needed repairs because this is the time to take care of it. If you find loose fence slats, you want to fix any sections that might be leaning, make sure the gates are working well, make sure they latch easily, and also take note of the condition of the bottom of the fence, because if the sections have sagged or sometimes just
by virtue of their weight, they'll settle. They'll get closer to the ground. If you find that they're touching the ground or anything closer than about 4 to 6 inches above grade, it is really smart to trim the bottom of those boards, because if you keep a good air space underneath it, you can prevent moisture from wicking up into those boards and causing them to rot.
Next, clean the fence to remove any dirt, moss, or algae. Now, a pressure washer is going to work really well for this, but you have to be careful to not use too much pressure because you can actually damage the fence. Once you're done, it's time for a fresh coat of stain. When you're choosing the stain, you've got to keep in mind that there are generally two types of exterior stains out there. There's a solid color stain and a semi-transparent. Now, solid color is best because it's got more pigment and it's going to last much longer. You can brush the stain on, you can roll it on, but applying it with a good quality paint sprayer really is the best way to go, because not only does it save a ton of time, but it's just easier to get into all the nooks and crannies on a fence when you spray it. Plus, if you use a paint sprayer like the Wagner Control Pro, you're going to find that you get great coverage and it's really easy to clean when the job is done, so you'll be good to go for the next project. Now, the job is going to get done super quick, plus it's easier to get into all of those nooks and crannies on a fence when you spray it as opposed to when you're trying to brush it.
I got to tell you, it is so much work to brush and roll a fence because you spend so much time. It takes you as much time to do the sort of rolled sections as it does the brush sections, because there's no other way to get into all those tight spaces. That's why a paint sprayer is perfect for that. And by the way, here's a tip for those that are installing new fences. You want to have the sections delivered before the installers show up, because it's a lot easier to stain the fence before it's all put together. Plus, you can do a much better job because you can get every little edge, including the bottom, which is just so important, as we mentioned earlier, to stop the water from wicking up into the fence boards. And this way, the stain is going to make the fence last a lot longer.
And that's today's Outdoor Update, presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers. Now, these sprayers produce up to 55% less overspray, which makes it easy for homeowners to transform big projects like a home's exterior, deck, fences, and more.
The Wagner Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including the Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement, Menards, and Amazon. Learn more at WagnerSprayTech.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, even in the summer when we're all supposed to be hanging out, but we're all really doing home improvement projects just like you. Everybody loves to work on their house. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you love watching hummingbirds in the summer season? We're going to have some tips to get them to hang out around your yard next.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post them to moneypit.com.
Jeff wants to know, how do we clean mildew from our asphalt shingle roof? It's always bad in the summer, and it looks pretty disgusting. I'm also concerned it's damaging our roof.
Yep, very common problem, Jeff. I suspect that your roof probably has a lot of shade. That's usually the reason that you grow moss and algae and mildew on those shingles. So a couple of things you can do. There are commercially available roof cleaning products that you can spray on your shingles, let it sit. They usually take a little while to work. The other thing that you can do is if you add a strip of copper flashing at the top of that roof right around the ridge, the rain will hit that flashing. It will release some of its metal that acts as a mildicide and it will keep the roof clean in the long run. And also, if you can trim back some of those trees, let a little more sunlight on that, the sun will also do a good job of keeping that roof from growing any moss. But you know what? You don't have to worry about damage. That generally doesn't happen. It just looks pretty disgusting. So that's why it's a great reason to get rid of it.
Yeah, it definitely does not look so great. I mean, unless you live like on a shire, like a hobbit, then that works. Or if you're trying to achieve a living roof, or what do they call that, a green roof? You know, one of those things,
yes.
But better to get rid of it.
Well, if you guys enjoy watching hummingbirds in summer, the best way to attract them to your yard is to feed them. But while you can buy hummingbird food in the store, you can also very easily make it at home. Leslie shares the do's and the don'ts of doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, these birds are absolutely amazing to watch, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're so beautiful and colorful and tiny, and they don't look real. They are just so much fun to watch, and they are incredibly fast. I mean, did you know, like, truly, they can fly at 50 miles per hour? So, yeah, get them to fly directly to your yard, and to do that, you need to feed them, and that's going to keep them coming back. But before you do go and feed those hummingbirds, you have to understand the do's and don'ts of making hummingbird food. Now, first, you're going to need a recipe, and it's really quite simple. It's a cup of sugar and 4 cups of water. And you want to mix the two ingredients together, bring them to a boil, and then let it cool. That's it. I mean, you can also use this in a cocktail. It's called simple syrup, but that's the whole nutty. Birds' digestive systems are very different from humans, so there are some tips you've got to keep in mind when you do make that homemade hummingbird food. You want to pay attention to shelf life. Homemade hummingbird food is really best kept in the refrigerator, and it can last in there for about 2 weeks. If you don't use it all by that time, it's a good idea to just throw it out. Nectar in the feeder should be tossed after about 2 to 4 days, especially depending on how warm the weather is. If it's warmer, lean towards the 2-day side. Now, your feeder should be cleaned and refilled with a fresh batch of food. And if there's any doubt as to whether the solution has spoiled, just err on the side of caution and just discard it. Because just as eating spoiled food is going to make you feel sick, the same is true for hummingbirds. And they're so tiny and their little bellies, so you got to make sure you take good care of them. And lastly, while it's not absolutely necessary to boil the hummingbird food, it's definitely a good idea. That boiled hummingbird food is going to last much longer, so you can make it in larger batches to save time. Plus, if the quality of your tap water is kind of mediocre, Boiling that water is a very easy step to make sure that your solution is of the highest quality. And hopefully you've got a chance to see a lot of beautiful hummingbirds this summer. And if you can catch a photo of one, do send it along because I love to see it and they are hard to get a photo of.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, every summer about this time, we hear about deck collapses where people are seriously injured. But did you know there are only really five reasons that deck disasters happen? We're going to share the most common causes, along with how to do your very own safety check on your deck on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.